If you've already filed your 2022 taxes, maybe you weren't happy with the results. Maybe too much or too little was withheld from your paycheck. Hi, I'm Rob West. The solution is to fill out a new W-4 form with your employer. Now, a lot of folks would rather have a cavity filled, but the process is easier than you think. I'll take you through it today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, as followers of Christ, we are to pay what we fairly owe in taxes. Jesus himself said in Matthew 22:21, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." So we must pay our taxes, but we also don't want to overpay. That means having enough withheld from your paycheck to avoid getting hit with a penalty. It also means not having too much withheld. Both are forms of overpayment. The W-4 form determines how much the IRS will withhold from your paycheck and will affect the amount of your refund, if any. Ideally, you want to come close to having only what you'll owe in taxes withheld. You don't want a big refund because that's essentially an interest-free loan to Uncle Sam. And as I said, it's a type of overpayment because you're denied use of that money. And again, if too little is withheld, well, you'll pay a penalty. Now, when filling out the form, you'll need to account for all jobs for you and your spouse if you're married, plus any additional income, credits, and deductions available to you. By the way, you can download a blank W-4 form at irs.gov. Now, here's how you fill out the form. Step 1, enter your personal information, including name, address, social security number, and tax filing status. You can choose from single, married filing separately, married filing jointly, qualifying widow, or head of household. You can actually stop after this and let your employer fill out the rest with default levels, but that probably won't give you as accurate a result as you'll get by filling in the rest. Step 2 is to list all of your income for you and your spouse, including self-employment. Here you have 3 options. You can use an online estimator. There's one available at irs.gov and many other places. This works best if you have income from self-employment because it allows for those taxes, both halves of FICA, in addition to income taxes. Or you can use the worksheet attached to the W-4 form. This or the estimator are often preferred if you have multiple jobs and you'd rather not give your employer information about the other income. Or you can just check the box to have your employer withhold at the default rate. That seems easy, but it may result in too much taken out of your checks and a big refund check. Again, you don't want that. So you probably want to go with the online estimator or the worksheet to get the best results. Remember, the whole idea is to maximize your paycheck amount while still covering your tax liability for the year. Now, step 3, you want to claim your children and other dependents. Make sure that only one spouse claims child-related tax credits on the W-4, and those credits should be claimed by the spouse with the greater income. Otherwise, too little will be withheld. After you complete this step, your employer should know exactly how much to decrease your withholding to allow for your children, other dependents, and any other tax credits. Now, for step 4, here you list any other items that will affect your withholding, such as income apart from your job that you expect to receive that won't have withholding. Listing this will increase your withholding. Also, deductions other than the standard deduction that you expect to claim, these would lower your withholding. And finally, extra withholding. You can specify how much extra you'd like withheld for any reason, but again, don't go overboard. Now, just as with child tax credits in step 4, only one spouse should claim additional income and deductions. And last, step 5, you've done the hard part. Now all you have to do is sign and date your new W-4 form and hand it in to your employer. So those are the steps to filling out your new W-4 form. We hope it gets you very close to hitting the nail on the head with your withholding for 2022. 2023. Again, a reminder, the reason you don't want that big check, I want it in your monthly budget so you can attach a name to it and get it where you need it to go so that you can have margin to save for your goals that align with your values and your priorities. All right, we're going to take your calls next. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. I'm praying for you. We've all probably heard those words too many times, and we've said them to others as well. The reality that others are praying for us is a balm for our souls. After all, that means that others are interceding for us before the throne of grace. But you know, there's something that's even more comforting than that. Jesus himself praying for us. In John 17, we read what's often called the high priestly prayer, and towards the end, he prayed these words, "I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message." Jesus prayed for his disciples, but he prays for us too. And in this crazy, wicked, turned-over world, what could be more comforting than that? Try out Anchor Devotional today in print. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial-strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7.05 p.m. Central, 8.05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You know, on this program and every program during the day and overnight here at American Family Radio, we want to apply God's wisdom, a biblical worldview, to every facet of your lives. And for this particular hour of the day, we want to do that looking at your finances, recognizing that your financial journey is one of the key ways God shapes your spiritual journey. It's one of the most tangible expressions of what you value and where you've placed your trust. And as you seek God's kingdom, well, money changes its role to its proper place, and that is a tool to accomplish God's purposes. It's not an end. It's a means to an end. Well, when we look at it that way, it is a game changer, and we'd love to look at the questions you have, financially speaking, through the lens of Scripture and see if we can help you move forward with confidence and peace of mind. The number to call today is 800-525-7000. We've got a few lines open, and we'd love to hear from you, including with your testimonies. Perhaps you'd like to share a story of God's faithfulness in your life as you've applied these principles. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. We're going to begin today in Texas. George, thank you for your call, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning. I was talking with someone a couple of weeks ago, and they were telling me something different than what I heard you and other financial folks on the radio concerning Social Security, when to take it. He was suggesting that I take it when I reach 66 and a half and then continue working if I want to, and that my benefit would, my Social Security benefit would continue to grow because I was still working. Yeah. That doesn't sound quite right to me.
No, it is. It's possible, at least. And here's how that would work. If you take it at full retirement age, of course, you can continue to work and earn an unlimited amount, and you would not impact your Social Security benefits. The way you would see those increase, those benefits increase by continuing to work, is really in two parts. One, you have no control over, and that's the cost of living adjustment that happens automatically with inflation every year. That you're going to get regardless of whether you work or not. The way you could actually see those benefits increase by continuing to work is if you replace any of the years that they call your high 35. So your benefit is based on your highest 35 years of earnings where you paid FICA tax into the Social Security system. And if, let's say, as you continue to work beyond full retirement age, you earned in any year an amount that was greater than any of those high 35 years that are being generating your current benefit, and therefore you replaced one of those with a higher amount of earnings, then that would in turn increase your benefit. It wouldn't be dramatic, but it could continue to rise as you earn total earnings above any of those high 35s moving forward. So that would be a way, by continuing to work, as long as you're earning more than you had in your highest 35 years, you could see that check increase. Does that make sense?
Kind of, sort of. Sounds like it'd be easier to just wait till I reach 70.
That's one option. I mean, that's going to cause it to grow by 8% a year regardless. And so if for every year you wait beyond full retirement age, you're going to get 1/12 of 8% in the form of a higher benefit. And then once you take that at age 70, and you wouldn't want to wait beyond age 70 because that 8% per year increase stops. But yeah, that would be a guaranteed increase of 8%. Now, you'd obviously have to live long enough for that amount that you gave up during the years between full retirement age and 70 that wasn't paid to you, for you to recoup that in the form of a higher check. But once you did, and that would probably take about 11 and a half years on average, once you recoup the amount you gave up during those 3 years, then you would enjoy that higher benefit check for the rest of your life. And again, if you waited, let's say, 3 years beyond full retirement age, you'd have a check about 24% higher than if you had taken it at full retirement age.
Well, I'm mostly concerned about what my wife will receive after I'm gone. Her mother turned 100 this year, so I expect my wife to live reasonably old, too.
Yeah, I hear you in that. And that would help her if she's planning on taking a spousal benefit, so she can earn up to 50% of your benefit as a spouse. And obviously, if your benefit is growing, then that 50% of your benefit is going to be higher. Or she could take, based on her own work record, if she has worked and paid enough years into the system, and the Social Security Administration would give her the higher of the two. She can't take both.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, George, thank you for calling today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call with your financial questions or perhaps a story you'd like to share, a testimony of God's faithfulness in your life. Let's head back to the phones. Pennsylvania, hi, Dawn. Go right ahead.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My question today is, my husband and I are looking for advisement on which retirement options give the best return for what we have right now. Right. My husband's company, although I'm not sure what, I haven't been able to get a clear answer. I've asked a couple different people about what they do for their 401k plan, and we were told most recently that they match up to like 3 or 6% of what we put in at the end of the year. And now there is a cap on that too, but I don't know what it is, but that's kind of as clear as I can be right now. So with that being one of our options, do you think that since they do match something, that's the better option, or would like a Roth IRA or other type of investment kind of give us a better return, I guess, is what I'm looking for?
Very good. Well, the return is going to be dependent upon the investments inside that you choose inside either your 401k or your Roth. And, you know, you have a limited investment universe inside the 401k of just those options they provide to you in the plan. And then in the Roth, you've got an unlimited number of investment options. But let's talk first about your approach, 401k versus Roth. And I'm actually going to recommend both. And here's why. I would absolutely confirm what it is they're going to be matching in terms of his contribution. So the way you contribute to a 401k, and you probably know this, is through what's called salary deferral. So you would tell them how much you want withheld out of every paycheck, and you can contribute up to the limit, which this year, if you're under 50, is $22,500. And so every month, you'd through salary deferral, you can't make a contribution directly, but they can pull a portion out, usually a percentage or a dollar amount, and put it into the 401k. You definitely want to prioritize that first, because that match, whether it's a 3% match or up to 6%, whatever it is, you know, that's free money. And if they're going to double your money, or even if they're giving you 50 cents on the dollar, that's a guaranteed 50 or 100% return every time you make a contribution. You're not going to get that anywhere else. So let's take full advantage of that up to the match. And then at that point, let's pivot to the Roth IRA. And the Roth IRA contribution limit for this year is going to be $6,500 if you're under age 50. And your husband can have one, and you as a spouse can have one, either working or non-working. So you all could put in $13,000 between the two of you into each of your own Roth IRAs. I like that option a lot. That's going to give you tax-free growth. Sounds like you guys are young. You got a lot of time on your side. And then if you hit that cap where you've funded, fully funded the match, and you've put in $13,000 between the two Roths, well, then I'd go back to the 401k and continue to ratchet it up until you get about 10 to 15% of his total paycheck going into your retirement accounts. I've got to hit a break, but stay on the line. We'll talk a little bit more off the air. And this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back with much more. Stay with us.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. AFA aims to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
We are grateful for support from LitePoint Portfolios, which seeks out family and faith-friendly investments for 401k and 403b plans, integrating faith values and fiduciary duty. LitePoint Portfolios offers retirement plans for a variety of organizations, such as businesses, nonprofits, and churches, and we're grateful for their sponsorship of the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at lightpointportfolios.com.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
My wife's aunt passed away, and we received a considerable inheritance from that. We talked to the people at AFA Foundation, and they were very caring. What excites us about the charitable gift annuity is we will always have income coming in. It will be steady. We won't outlive it.
See if a charitable gift annuity is right for you. Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
You know, God owns it all, therefore we're stewards, and money is a tool to accomplish God's purposes. So when we seek first the kingdom, it really puts everything into perspective, and perspective really drives our behaviors. You know, what we believe really affects our actions. So when we cultivate this eternal mindset, really treasuring God over the things of this world, well, we start to invest in things of eternity. Our heart follows that, and it really changes everything about how we approach the here and now, recognizing we're just sojourners briefly here in this world, and we can actually invest treasures in heaven along the way. We do that through our giving and our generosity. Welcome to Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial, 800-525-7000. Before we head to Illinois, let me remind you, this ministry here, Faith and Finance, is listener-supported. We're a not-for-profit ministry, and if you'd like to make a tax-deductible gift to support our work here at FaithFi, we would certainly be grateful. You can do that quickly and easily online at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click the Give button. You'll see three ways to give: over the phone, electronically, over the internet on our website, or you can mail in a gift. You'll find the mailing address there. Again, faithfi.com. Just click Give, and thanks in advance for your support. All right, we've got some great questions coming up. Lines are filling up quickly, so let's head to Illinois. Louise, how can I help you?
Yes. Hi. Good morning there, Rob. I have a question. My work is supposed to end this week, and I have a pension, and I also have a 403B, and my age is 60 years old. I don't have a job right now. Should I move that money into another type of place where they can invest this money, perhaps maybe like a Charles Schwab or a Vanguard? What do you think?
You certainly could. I'd probably sit tight until you find your next job, Luis, because what might be simpler is to roll it into your new retirement plan at your new employer once you you know who that's going to be. The only reason I mention that is it just will keep things a bit simpler so you don't have multiple accounts. How much do you have in that 403B roughly?
In the 403B, I have a little bit over $75,000.
Okay. Yeah, great. So that would give you a great kind of starting point in that account, and then you just continue to contribute to it through salary deferral. You could, of course, roll it to a traditional IRA, and then you could invest it in anything you wanted to, whether that was, you know, just a total stock market and bond market index, you know, through an ETF. You could use a high-quality mutual fund that's more actively managed. You could use our friends at soundmindinvesting.org. They would give you some mutual fund recommendations through the Sound Mind Investing newsletter. You know, you'd have unlimited options there, but you would have to manage it and make those decisions. And if you put it into your new company's retirement plan, assuming they allow you to do so, then you'd just have the benefit of having it all in one place. And then whatever investment you selected for your new contributions, you could do the same for this. So I'd be comfortable with either approach. I think long term, you don't want to leave it with your current employer, but I would wait until you get settled in your new employer's retirement plan before you make that decision. What options have they given you on the pension?
On the pension, I think if I'm 59 and a half, I can withdraw from it, or I can move it. But yeah, it doesn't make enough money. It makes like very, very little. So I was thinking perhaps maybe keeping the 403B where it is, and perhaps maybe moving the pension to a Charles Schwab or a Vanguard or some other place. Yes.
Yeah. What would be the lump sum that they'd allow you to roll out? Do you know?
Almost 30,000.
Okay, yeah. So that you could certainly roll to an IRA at Schwab or Fidelity and then just pick some high-quality mutual funds. Again, if you need some help with those mutual fund selections, our friends at soundmindinvesting.org could be really helpful to you. So I think you've got a good plan there. We'll certainly pray for you as you look for that next job. The good news is it's a pretty strong labor market, Luis. There's two jobs available today for every worker looking for a job. That certainly puts you know, things in your favor. How is that going?
It's been going a little bit okay, because I think that for my age, 6 years old, I work in my old place almost 23 years.
Yeah.
So my skills are not as up to what the new workforce really has for me. But I keep it all like in God's way of opening up that door. I have to have faith in him that he will open up that door for me. So eventually, I think that something will eventually happen within a few weeks or sooner. Yes.
I'm confident of that as well. Let me pray for you, my friend, before we let you go. Father, you are our provider. You know exactly the plan you have for Luis. I just pray that you would make that very clear to him, what doors are open, what he should not pursue, and whatever you have for him, Lord, may he use that to continue to glorify and honor you with the gifts and abilities you've given him. We trust you, Lord, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luis, God bless you, my friend. Thanks for calling the program today. To Georgia. Hi, Cynthia. Go right ahead.
Morning. I have a question about Social Security.
Yes.
My ex-husband is 62, and I'm wondering if I can draw off of his Social Security.
Yeah. Yes. If you are age 62, what age did you say you are? You're 60?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have to get to age 62. But if you're 62 and unmarried and divorced from someone entitled to Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits, then you can receive benefits based on his record. So to be eligible, here's the requirements. You have to have been married to your ex-spouse for at least 10 years. If you remarried, you can't collect benefits on your former spouse's record unless your later marriage ended by annulment, divorce, or death. But if you're unmarried, then as long as you were married for 10 years, and you're 62, then you have the ability to collect benefits on his record, up to 50% of those. If you're entitled to benefits on your own record, your benefit amount must be less than you would receive based on your ex-husband's work record. In other words, Social Security will pay the higher of the two benefits for which you're eligible. Now, you don't have to wait until your ex-husband retires to apply for those Social Security benefits if you've been divorced for at least 2 years. So really appreciate your call today. Hope that helps. And we'll be right back on Faith and Finance.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. And we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia, and I'm a faithful listener.
Wherever you are, however you listen, we'd love to hear your AFR story.
I now believe, I actually do believe in Christ, and I'm just so grateful.
Call 877-876-8893 and give us a minute or two about AFR in your life. Have we encouraged your faith? Have we taught you something? Call today so we can do the same for others. That's 877-876-8893.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You know, we're so thankful for our underwriters. One of our newest underwriters is something I'm really excited about, our friends at Movement Mortgage. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, and I've really been praying for an underwriter of this program. And by the way, we hand select all of our underwriters that really could serve God's people in the mortgage area nationwide, really with a DNA about service unto the Lord, but also serving people, both their employees and their customers. And we're so delighted about the work of Movement Mortgage that really just embodies that spirit of serving people, being generous. They're funding Movement schools literally around the globe to give people access to education. They've got 4,000 employees serving all 50 states with 650 locations. So if you're needing a mortgage, perhaps you're entering this home buying season in the spring and wanting to secure finance, check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. You can learn more at movement.com/faith. That's movement.com/faith. All right, let's head back to the phones, 800-525-7000. We're going to go to Texas. Hi, Kathy. I understand you're having a challenging season here. How can we help?
Oh, hi, Rob. Thank you so much. I just first want to say thank you. Your voice, I love your voice. It's just I can hear your smile through the radio every morning as I drive to work, and it's just a bright spot in my morning.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Yes, we're having, well, I have to repent. We've kind of screwed up, but we just don't make enough money to cover our bills, unfortunately. We have a lot of medical bills. My husband has Parkinson's now, and we have kids with some health issues. And we're in a lot of trouble. We're going to run out of money. We owe the government taxes. We owe money to credit cards. We owe a lot of money to medical bills. And we're just in a big mess. And I don't even know where to start because we don't have savings. We don't have retirement. We have maybe $3,000 in a IRA, but that's about it. And I just really need prayer, Rob, right now. If your listeners could pray for me, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, we'll do that for you, Kathy, absolutely, here today while you're on the line. Let me ask you, you know, if we were to just take a step back and look at your various income sources versus your expenses, are you and your husband, are you working now?
Yes, I started working in October. I can only work part-time because we have four children and I have to, you know, I have to be a mom and that takes a lot of time. But fortunately my hours are great, so I'm able to work while they're in school. I don't make a ton of money, but I make a decent income.
Okay.
It does help a little bit. My husband, though, I think he's getting underpaid for what he does. He's an engineer, and you would think that would be good, but we we've cut down our expenses so low,
sure,
and we still cannot make it.
Yeah.
And
what is the gap there each month, Kathy, as you look at your total expenses versus the income that you have from your part-time job plus his full-time work? How much are you short each month?
Well, right now, we can't even completely pay our mortgage. So our mortgage, unfortunately, is about $2,300. And we're probably short $300 or $400 on that.
And that's before you put food on the table and gas in the car and anything?
Yeah, well, my priority is to keep the lights on and to put food on the table.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, in a season like this, that, you know, the big four is what's critical. You got to keep the rent or mortgage paid. You got to keep food on the table. We got to keep the utilities on. We got to keep gas in the car so we can get to work. Everything else is kind of, you know, subject to change or elimination, just because, you know, we've got to go into crisis mode here. But we've got to create a plan that's sustainable long term, which means if you have to sell the house, you got to sell the house. I mean, do you have any equity in the home?
Not a whole lot. We've only been in the home two years. The problem is, we've considered selling the home. The problem is our credit is so terrible that we would not be able to find another home. We wouldn't be able to buy one, and we would. I don't even know if we could rent anywhere because our credit is so bad, honestly. And I think we would just end up homeless or something. Sorry, I'm getting upset. But
no, it's okay. Let's do this. I want to pray for you, Kathy. I want to also have my team get your information so I can have one of our team members give you a call and see if we can at least, you know, help you just work through the budget, look at some options, maybe bring a fresh perspective to your situation just to help you make some decisions. I know you can, you know, the indecision, you know, is really a challenge when you're frustrated and overwhelmed, and it can be very difficult to decide where you go from here. And so having somebody who can bring a fresh, you know, view of this to the table just to think about maybe some creative ways for you all to cut expenses, how you move forward to try to get back on track so you can start rebuilding your credit as an on-time payer and perhaps right-size your mortgage, which it sounds like that's too high, certainly for your income. Maybe look at other options for you and your husband to, you know, in this strong labor market, maybe he looks for a job change to get his income up. I mean, there's a host of levers we can pull on both the earning side and the expense side, and somebody's got to help you navigate that. This is also an opportunity for your local church. Hopefully you're plugged into a local church, and perhaps this is a season where they can come alongside you temporarily just to help get you back on your feet. The key is we've got to make the right changes so that we've got a plan that's sustainable. And right now we're just going further and further underwater. And I realize that's overwhelming as you try to care for your family and move forward from here. So you stay on the line. We're going to get your information and I'll have somebody reach out to you to see if we can provide some help. In the meantime, let me pray for you. Father, you know this situation intimately. You are Kathy and her husband's creator, and you are our provider, and we trust you today. And you've said, if you're going to provide for the birds of the air, how much more would you not provide for your people? And so we just claim that today. We ask you to give Kathy and her husband wisdom to navigate this, to make the hard decisions. We know that you can provide miraculously here in any number of ways, Lord. And so I just pray that you would intervene in this situation. You would encourage their hearts today by something perhaps even unexpected from a friend or a family member that might come alongside them and provide some assistance. And then you would just provide a way forward so that they can honor you with what you've given them. They can provide for their families. They can be givers and just really have the peace of mind that we know can come from you when we're fully surrendered and trusting in you for everything. And so we just ask that in Jesus' name today. Amen. Kathy, God bless you. Stay on the line. We'll get your information and see if we can get somebody to help you out from here. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We've got some great questions coming up. We're going to be headed to Louisiana to talk to Brian, and Jason's in Arkansas and Maureen in North Carolina. Before we do, though, let me just mention, you know, that last caller just reminds me of the need for us to have a special spending plan and really to take the time to understand what are our expenses, both those things we get a bill for and the things that are discretionary, and to stay on track so that we can ultimately have the margin to accomplish what God has called us to. Well, that's where the FaithFi app comes in. If you haven't downloaded it, you'll find it in your app store. Just search for FaithFi, Faith and Finance, or you can go to faithfi.com and click on app. It's a simple, modern way to manage your spending plan to put you in control of your finances so you can make the right decisions. Faithfi.com, just click app. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Find peace in God's Word. In Nahum 1:3, the Lord has His way in the whirlwind. Frequently in life, we find ourselves in a whirlwind, don't we? Really, the wording means His way prevails even over above the storms of the whirlwind. God is in control. He has His way even above the noise of the storm.
Don't miss Exploring the Word with Dr. Alex McFarland weekdays at 3 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up with the podcast at AFR.net.
Without a doubt, King Solomon was the wealthiest and wisest man to ever live. So what did he have to say about successful living? This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeff returns to Solomon's Book of Proverbs for wisdom about raising children and planning for the future. Join us for the series, The Solomon Secrets, all this week on Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
You know, we started today by talking about your W-4, right? That form that tells the government how much to withhold from your paycheck, or at least your employer, and that will determine whether or not you get a refund. You know, whenever we talk about this topic of taxes, and it's on a lot of people's minds here at the beginning of March with that April 18th deadline looming, we have to remind ourselves, first of all, that taxes are symptomatic of income. That's God's provision, and so therefore we should pay taxes with gratitude. Now, we may not agree with exactly how the money is being used, or maybe we consider it being wasted, or maybe it's being used in ways, in some cases, that contradict our values. But it is God-ordained, and we need to honor the authority God has put in front of us. We see that clearly in Luke 20 and Romans 13. And so we should pay our taxes, not a penny more than we need to, but pay it with gratitude, not to anything other than God, who is our provider, recognizing that really our taxes are symptomatic of God's provision in our life. Think and pray about that today. Perhaps it's a different perspective of thinking about what we're about to do as we pay our taxes in the days ahead. All right, back to the phones as we round out the broadcast today. 800-525-7000. Let's go to Louisiana. Hey, Brian, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, I appreciate y'all's ministry there. It's been a big help to me. I listen to y'all quite often.
Thank you.
I appreciate that a lot. Me and my wife, you know, I'm 58 years old. I'm on that road of looking toward retirement and everything in the next few years. And we got some extra money, and it's not doing anything in the bank. I actually have some at home. And so I was looking into putting it into some CDs to make some extra money.
Yes,
with that money. And I was looking at Edward Jones. I have a meeting with him on the 20th, but
yeah.
I wanted to get your thoughts on Edward Jones Corporation.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Edward Jones at all. It's a great organization. I think the key is, number one, what is the time horizon for the money, and is a CD the right vehicle for you? Ultimately, you're the steward, so you need to make that decision. If this is money that you're looking 5 years plus, as attractive as these CD rates are right now, I might say, you know, with 5 years or more as a time horizon, investing it and taking advantage of the fact that this market is down and it will recover at some point might be a better option. But in terms of CDs, I certainly don't have any problem with Ed Jones. The other option you could look at, if you're just purely looking for a high quality institution, highly rated with a very competitive CD rate, you could go to a website called bankrate.com, bankrate.com. Just click on CDs. This is a free site. Click on CDs, and then you'd be able to define the length of the term you're looking for the CD. So you're looking for a 1 year, you're looking for 18 months, you're looking for 2 or 5 years. You'll define that, and then it will return the banks that are giving the most competitive interest rates right now or yields for CDs for that length. And you can compare that to what's being offered at Edward Jones. So that would give you a way just to compare it to whatever else is out there. But just in terms of whether or not, you know, I think that's a reputable organization, absolutely it is.
Okay. All right. Well, I sure appreciate your time and I appreciate your advice. Thank you
all
very
right.
much. Y'all have a blessed day.
And you as well, Brian. Thanks for calling today. To North Carolina. Hi, Maureen. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm actually calling about my mom.
Okay.
She is 88 years old. And I recently found out that she has been having all of her money in the stock market.
Okay.
And I don't really understand why anybody would have advised her in that way. She's losing money. Last year, she lost $30,000. And I just want to know what you would advise, where you would advise her to put her money.
Yeah. What is her total portfolio that she value?
$150,000.
Okay.
She doesn't have a home, and that's it. And she... That's all she has is that money.
Okay, so was it at 180 and now it's down to 150?
Yes. So she when she originally started, she put in 210.
Okay.
And now it's down to the 150.
Okay. All right. And was that over what period of time? When did she put the 210 in?
About 5 years. And she does take 500 a month.
Okay.
Out of
All right.
That.
All right. So if she takes 500 a month, and you said she's been doing that for 5 years?
She actually just started the 500 a month. She's been doing that for 2 years.
Okay, so 500 a month for 2 years. So she's taken 12,000 out. So she had 210,000. She took out $12,000. So that gives her about 198,000. And you say that 198 is now down to 150.
Yeah.
Okay, and so she's down 25%. Now that's not inconsistent with the market. Down 25%, although it is with her being 88 years old. Now, is there a place for her to be invested at 88? Yes, there is, but on a very conservative basis. Is she so she's obviously living on this money and needs that 500 a month, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you would have said to me, Rob, how much can she safely pull out of you know, a $200,000 portfolio, I would have told you, well, at 4%, she should be able to take about $600 a month and still maintain the balance. Obviously, we're in a little different environment right now where after a 12-year bull market, you know, we've been under significant pressure because of the pandemic and now the looming recession and easy money and interest rates. And there's a whole host of factors that got us in here. Although I believe we'll get through this and the market will recover and move to new highs. So the question is she in the right investments? Now, the thing that has been working against us for a portfolio like I would have recommended for your mom, which is probably 80-20, 80% fixed income, 20% stocks at 88 years old, is that the bond portion, the fixed income portion, which is usually the most conservative, that's been under pressure too, because as interest rates rise, and they've risen the second fastest in history in this period, as interest rates rise, the bond prices fall. So not to get too complicated, but bonds have been falling in prices while stocks have also been falling in prices. Now, the decline you're talking about of 25% for an 88-year-old is a little too much, in my opinion. So I would check with the advisor she's with and say, why have I lost 25%? You know, not counting the amount I took out, because that's after we reduced the $500 a month for 2 years. And it sounds like perhaps she's a little bit too aggressive, or the advisor is, or the bank is, in how it's being managed. But I think with a 80-20 portfolio at 88 years old, where you got 20% in stocks, 80% in fixed income, she should have a conservative portfolio that doesn't have a lot of volatility, still generates some income, and allows her to get that $500 a month without, over time, not in any 1 year, but over time, maintaining that principal balance. So what I would do is have her schedule, and maybe you go with her, a meeting with that advisor to ask, how is it invested? And if it's all in stocks, or the lion's share of it's in stocks, ask, why is that, given her age, and given the fact that she's living on this money? And the other thing is, if you're not happy with the answers you're getting, you could look at making a change and moving this to an advisor, another advisor. And I would recommend a certified Kingdom advisor. And you can find two or three on our website that you could interview there in North Carolina. And perhaps it's time to make a change. You would just go to our website, faithfi.com, faithfi.com, click find a CKA. But I think that's your next move, because although I think there's a place for an investment portfolio of some kind, but it sounds like it's one that's probably going to need to be a lot more conservative than she's in right now, so that she can smooth out the volatility and generate the income that she needs, so that this portfolio lasts the rest of her life, as long as the Lord has her here. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. Now, would you recommend bonds?
Oh, yeah. I think bonds make a lot of sense in this situation. Some money market as well. Perhaps even some bank products, you know, like CDs, especially right now with CDs. You know, you can get 5% on a year and a half CD. So, I mean, there's a great opportunity right now for her to maximize the yield on this. And I think there's a place for her to take a portion of this and not lock in the losses and wait for it to recover, and then make this change to a more conservative portfolio over time. But that all needs to be done with the oversight and the responsibility of a competent, godly advisor who can help you all navigate all of this. And that's why I think visiting with your current advisor and perhaps interviewing a couple of additional advisors is really your next step. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. If you want to find a CKA in your area, again, Maureen, just head to faithfi.com and click find a CKA. Quickly to Ohio. Hi, Jennifer. How can I help you?
Yes. Where's my phone here? Hi. My son is homeless in San Diego, California, and he cannot find an apartment that he can afford, number one. He is working 40 hours a week. He will not work, will not stay in a shelter home, because he feels like he can't sleep or anything, because he worries about people stealing like his computer and his personal things. So he's living in his car right now. How can I find him somewhere to live? I mean, I have called every agency available out there, and these places that help you get a place, their answer is it'll be eight years. Now, believe it or not, 8 years before he would be president.
Boy, I'm so sorry, Jennifer. Let's do this. I'm going to have my team get your information. We'll have somebody give you a call back and see if we can help you navigate this. Obviously, connecting into the social services there is going to be a challenge, but it really is probably the next step. It's ultimately going to come down to whether your son is willing to pursue these opportunities available to him. Let's just pray the Lord grabs a hold of his heart. That's the most important thing. And then he's willing to make the right next choice. Thanks for your call today. Hang on the line. That's going to do it for us. So thankful for my team today, Pat Montague, Devin, Patrick, and Jim Henry. Thankful for you being here as well to join us on Faith and Finance. May God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. And come back and join us tomorrow, will you? We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.